8 days after the shooting, William McKinley succumbs to his injuries, becoming the third American president to be killed in office. For America's most powerful men, it's the worst-case scenario. An assassin's bullet has robbed them of their president, a man they spent millions to get elected. And with his death, their worst enemy comes to power. Teddy Roosevelt is about to become the leader of the free world.
Mr. Roosevelt, very good to meet you, sir.
The plan of having Roosevelt buried, in effect, in the vice presidency completely backfired, because who could have predicted what would happen and what would happen so quickly after the election of 1900?
Theodore Roosevelt, raise your right hand. Do you, Theodore Roosevelt, solemnly swear that you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and to the best of your ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States?
And thus I swear. Now, let's get started.